Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today, the lady of the hour.
An hour only?
Or the week, at least, I guess.
Okay, thank you.
Taking the internet over, that. Huh?
I'm trying.
Yeah.
You know?
How's your life changed since you gained all this notoriety? And also, I mean, I guess I should kind of map it out for them. You went on some podcast that I'm probably never going to watch again in my life. And you talked about basically some relationship stuff, talked about, you know, how a guy was affording you a whole lot of stuff and then you broke up and you didn't want to give it up. And then that led to you going on Kevin Samuels and Fresh and Fit. And you've just basically been involved in this whole media whirlwind, which I find kind of interesting because, you know, back in the day, people used to go viral for something and then that would just be it. You'd never hear from them again. You had this like viral moment and then all of a sudden you just use that as kind of like leverage to get on all these different platforms and build up your personal brand.
Right.
It's kind of fascinating. This is the very, very 2021 come up story.
Right. I mean, I've gone viral before for doing skits and stuff like that, but it was all like shaking ass. You know what I mean? I had no real substance, or not that what I went viral for had substance, but it was my truth, you know, versus what? Shaking ass. So I lost my page at 150K.
After all this or before?
Prior.
Okay.
Maybe like 4 months ago.
Right.
And now, so I was building up my new page. This was currently at 9K, and then now I'm at 28, almost 30 within the last week.
Okay.
So that's been pretty cool.
Are you getting reached out to by a lot of people? Like, what kind of connections is this helping to foster?
Yeah. Like, I still have the big steppers in my DM. You know what I mean?
Who?
You know, the guys here and there. I'm not really like a snitch like that.
That's smart.
But they know who they are. And so, yeah, they still checking for me. So that hasn't changed. You know, I obviously have opportunities like being here and all the other podcasts that are hitting me up. And we're working on a couple of things. You know, I have a party that I'm looking to start. A lot of guys and girls have hit me up, looking for either like sugar babies or sugar daddies.
Right.
So I have a website, sugarsocial.com. Our first party is set to be in August in New York City.
And how long have you been working on this?
So funny thing is that I used to run the back end of underground lap dance parties. And so I already had a list of 10,000 verified men from New York City.
So basically prostitution.
Like strip club, lap dance, you know.
Because there's
mean?
All kinds of weird New York City underground. Because the strip clubs out there are like fucking Nazi Germany, right? Like you just can't do shit. You can't get naked.
Yeah. But here you can't get naked either. So yeah, no, we don't promote prostitution. Don't snitch on me, Adam. Are you kidding?
No, like, I don't.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
No, I encourage the prostitutes of the world to just keep doing their thing. And I encourage all the guys out there, if you want to pay for some ass and smooth that out in your life, go for it.
I'd rather my man pay for ass than like build relationships.
Really?
Big facts.
I should ask my girl that. If she would rather I cheat with just a random or a prostitute.
A prostitute, 100%. Pay that whore and come back home.
That's a good question. I should ask her that.
Yeah, which one do you think she would choose?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because I feel like she would, I feel like her concern, because I don't think my girl would actually believe that I have feelings for another girl.
Okay.
That would be the thing that would actually piss her off, though. If she thought that I was fucking a girl that I liked. At the end of the day, if I fuck a prostitute, it's kind of like, I think she would be mad at me because I'm putting her in danger with STDs and stuff.
But I think random, I think prostitutes probably, I don't know, I'd never have prostituted myself. And if I did, I would say, you know, I don't have no shame in my game.
Okay.
But I think that prostitutes, because it's their job, probably have more, you know, probably check themselves more than girls who are just fucking guys.
Right, but if you're fucking 40 dudes a day, then, I mean, your odds of getting STD are just way higher than the average
gross. Okay, let's get off this conversation. This is too much for me.
Too much prostitution
talk? Yeah, ew. What?
You're not into it? You fucking just said that you work in this industry.
Yeah, but prostitution is overboard.
Overboard.
Yeah, well,
you just don't like talking about it, even though it's something that's realistically probably part of your life.
Adam, come on.
I mean, you can talk about it. It's like dudes come on here and talk about selling drugs.
Yeah, they're snitching on themselves.
Yeah, I'm saying that's what the show's for.
To snitch?
Yeah.
Wow.
What's this blue seal of approval on your throat there?
It's a chakra, a.k.a. throat baby. You know what I mean? Take it to another dimension.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Is that really what it symbolizes?
No, it's really a throat chakra, which means like speaking your truth and being authentic. So, yeah.
Whoa. You hear the motherfucker just drive by?
Yeah. He went fast.
Loud pipes.
Wow.
Okay. But... yeah, I mean, would you say that the response that you've been getting from this has been mostly positive or mostly negative?
It's negative 100%, but I don't get why. Like, I'm so confused as to why it went viral to begin with, still. And I don't get why people are so mad. I'm like, damn, can a bitch get her bills paid and just chill? Like,
right.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Can you help me understand?
I think that, like, you on that podcast, to a lot of people, myself included, sort of just like personified everything that's wrong with women all in one. It's okay. Just like one quick clip that just really exemplified everything that men are scared that women are becoming,
mm-hmm.
Which is not really that fair because you're just one woman. You only speak for yourself, really. But yeah, it definitely,
no,
I think
I speak for well, the city girls, the pretty girls, and the hot girls.
There's a lot of other girls too, for
us.
Sure. Yeah. But I mean, I think it's like, when you look at, like, why Kevin Samuels is popular now, why Fresh and Fit are blowing up, I think it's because they just...
Majority of men are broke?
Majority of men are seeing the sexual marketplace turn into something where only rich guys are being rewarded and guys are expected to just, like, give so much to women who basically, like, don't have anything to offer or aren't really, like, contributing or becoming part of this. It's like the standard for men is becoming so high, whereas the standard for women has sunk so low.
I don't think so.
It's just kind of like a bizarre
I don't
reality
think it, how
we've
has
ended
it sunk,
up in.
I don't think that it's sunk low. I think from the beginning of time, men have always been the ones who were set to, you know, get the money and bring it back to the woman or the household in which the woman just took care of. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't think that... that women have, you know, I mean, it's pretty privileged, you know? If you're beautiful, if you have good pussy, if, you know what I mean, you're in the industry or around these people, if you have some sort of intelligence, you're going to get what you want in life.
But in a previous generation, I think that the average woman would have been ashamed to acknowledge that, like, basically the main thing that she's bringing to a relationship is just good pussy and looking good.
I mean, but the truth is the truth.
I know, and in a way, that is the interesting thing, is that it's like women now are realizing the value of their own vagina and that they're choosing not to just be, like, groupies and to just go fuck a rapper for free.
Exactly.
Instead, they're choosing to, like, okay, I'm going to, like, actually sort of exert some pressure to get something material out of these guys.
So that they're not used.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like the more men you have sex with, the more your value goes down as a woman. And so if you're walking away with absolutely nothing, then what have you done?
Mm.
15 minutes of what?
Yeah.
You know?
When did you feel like there must have been a time period in your life where you were just fucking for nothing. And then at some point you just kind of realized.
I mean, I don't ever fuck for anything, but there's a standard of men that I would fuck. You know what I mean? I think from young, like 13 years old, I didn't know it was finesse. We didn't know nothing about City Girl stuff. You know what I mean? But guys would always try to talk to me. Like,
oh, that's like your Bible, huh? The City Girls albums, huh?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Get a nigga for his bread. You know?
I never heard them, so I don't
show
really
you
know.
How to pimp a nigga.
I don't really know what they're talking about. I might have heard a song or two. I don't know. I probably heard them in the club or something. But like, I don't really know what the fuck they're talking about. I'm gonna be totally honest. I still haven't really like dug into all that.
I mean, it's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit on the ratchet side. It's a little bit on the raw side. But all in all, they're saying, you know, you don't just do these things for nothing. You know, get what you can out of a man. Get what you can while they're there.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think my problem is just dudes who actually accept this state of affairs and actually like feel like it's a worthwhile pursuit to like actually spend their money in that way. Well, I mean, you have to understand that I'm a guy, multimillionaire, run multiple successful businesses, etc. I've never done anything even close. And also sexually, I would say that I've been fairly successful. I've had sex with a lot of girls throughout my life, even before I had money. Mm-hmm. I have been in a relationship for 5 years, so I'm like kind of tapped out in terms of like understanding the current marketplace. But I never even in my whole life never even thought about buying a girl an apartment, a car. I swear to God, before the relationship I'm in now, I never spent more than like $100 on anything for a girl ever.
That's wild. But I mean, you also got to take into consideration that you have pretty privilege too. You have those blue eyes, you know what I'm saying? You got the light skin, you got the beard going on, so you may get away with certain things like that. But not every man is, you know, blessed,
I don't feel like I have pretty privilege. I feel like I'm a pretty average looking guy. Also, I'm 37.
Yeah, you don't look it.
Really?
No, not at all.
Well, that's nice.
32,
thank you.
Maybe.
32?
Yeah. You got a little Botox, you know what I'm saying? You can stay 32 for like five more years.
What is Botox? Because I know my girl's got it, but I never
it makes
even
your forehead,
about it.
Those lines that you got, stiff, gone, bye,
really?
Young again.
The problem is, though, like when you're given head and you have Botox in your forehead, that you can't like look up the way that you're supposed to.
Really?
Well, like in porn, you know, like if you're given head, you can just look straight ahead, it's all good, nobody cares.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you're doing it on camera, it's kind of like required that you, like, when you watch porn girls do it, that's the number one thing they do. They roll their eyes up so that like they make,
I feel like,
eye contact
my
with
eyes
the camera.
Don't go up, you know,
they don't go up,
they do, like, I don't get it.
It's a matter of time until the movement stops working. I
okay
think.
Got it.
Right. Here's a question I had. What is this dude that you're talking about, your ex, who, I guess maybe lay it out for them a little bit. Explain what you said on the podcast that has become so controversial.
Yeah, so basically, my ex still pays my bills. He's been paying it. We've been broken up. Maybe it's going on 2 years now, mm-hmm, and he's been continuing to pay it. The initial question was if somebody gave you a gift during the relationship and the relationship broke up, would you take it back or allow them to take it back? And so I said, you know, I was given gifts. Like, I got my apartment as a gift. I got my car as a gift. I got many other things as a gift. But my apartment and my car are the things that had longer term payments. Mm-hmm. You know, like your apartment until the lease ends and the car until the lease ends. And they're still being paid for.
Mm-hmm. So I guess my main question about this guy is, what the fuck is wrong with him? Like, do you think he has like really bad like issues with his mom or something?
Not at all. Actually, he grew up in a 2-family home, went to private school, has a lot of money.
But why would he keep paying for his ex's shit 2 years after they're broken up?
I don't know.
You have
to
admit that you think it's crazy, right?
I got that OJ glove. You know what I'm talking about?
But you said he's not even fucking still.
It doesn't matter, but it's good.
It matters.
It was good. It was really that good.
There is no memory of pussy on earth that is going to make me continue to pay for it after I'm done with it.
That's you.
But why do you think that? And I kind of agreed when I was listening to the Kevin Samuels thing, and I'm hearing you talk about like three months is standard, 6 months is very nice. I could understand that if I were the kind of guy that was like going to put a girl in an apartment or whatever, that, mm-hmm, like, yeah, maybe you don't break the lease immediately. Like, yeah, all right, I get that. But 2 years, like, what the fuck is he doing? Like, does he have so much money that paying for that is just nothing to him? Because then I guess maybe it makes a tiny morsel of sense.
I don't know what so much money would be considered, but I guess he's not in a struggle.
Does
doing
he make
this
$5 million a year?
$5 million? No, I don't think he makes $5 million a
then
year.
Then he shouldn't be doing this. It's
irresponsible. But I mean, listen, I have guys that literally offer me cars that I've never had sex with before. I am no
Why?
Relationship.
Who are they? What is wrong with them?
What is wrong with them? What is right with me?
What are they supposed to be getting out of that investment?
They're getting the enjoyment. You know, some people do
drugs.
But
you said they didn't have sex with you.
Yeah, some people, but just probably giving something to a beautiful woman and feeling like they've helped her get to a space probably makes them feel good about themselves. Makes them feel good.
I don't get that. Why would that make you feel good about yourself to just throw money in the fucking trash can?
Some people go to the casino. Some people do drugs. Some people drink. Some people waste their money on women. You know, like, it's different things.
Right. I mean, you go to the casino, but I mean, when you place a bet on black, I mean, there's like a 49.5 chance that you're going to double your money.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy a girl a car that's never going to fuck you, then what the fuck is the boy? That's a 0% chance of you getting anything out of it. And if you get something out of it, you get what? A fucking pleasurable, enjoyable, like 5-minute nut? Like, I mean, to me, I've never understood the concept of paying for pussy. And I have, I have to clarify, I remember back in the day in Asia and stuff, we'd be on trips, we'd, you know, go get our dicks sucked and shit like that. But I never, that don't count. That's another country.
Mm-hmm. But this is not even pay for play. This is just pay because I'm a woman, I'm beautiful, I have goals, I have ambitions. I, you know what I mean? I do, you know what I mean? So men are just turned on by that and they want to help me.
It's like you opened a lemonade stand where you're charging money, but then not actually giving them the lemonade.
Right. And they're buying it.
It's called
and they
theft,
love it.
Where I'm from.
No, because it's I'm transparent. I mean, I'm not promising anything, you know?
I'm just trying to wrap my head around the mind of a dude who wants to do this.
I've literally had this luck my whole life, you know? I can, like I said, I remember from 13 years old, a guy asked me for my phone number, obviously an older person. And then he came to me. I already had a phone, and he came to me, but I was like, I don't have a number because I don't have a phone, but I lied. And then, like, literally 2 days later, I seen him again. He had a phone for me, and he said I paid for it for 6 months. And this is me at 13, so a phone is like a car at 13, you know what I mean? You're like, oh, my God, yeah. I got a phone, free phone. You know, once again, when I was 18, a guy I was just friends with, we hung out all the time. I told him I needed a car. He bought me a Range Rover. Uh-huh. You know, like a few weeks later, I gave him the buns. You know what I mean? But there was no, I don't think there was an initial expectation of it.
Were these guys aware that they were committing statutory rape?
Statutory rape?
When you fuck an underage girl who can't consent legally?
No, the guy who got me the phone, I never fucked him. I mean, He barely even called me. He never even bothered me after that. It was weird. Like, we probably talked on the phone, like, 2 times. And then, like, he never, like, harassed. Yeah, I don't even remember him bothering me.
Okay.
The guy that got me the car, I ended up getting into a relationship with him. And he spoiled me for some time. But then there's guys that, you know, rappers and athletes offer money. I've gotten literally credit cards handed to me from athletes who make, you know, who have $90 million contracts, handed to me and haven't even fucked, you know, like ate my pussy, but that was all. Bible.
But why would they? I just don't get it. Like, what is the thing that they're getting out of that they
maybe
enjoy
I turn
so
men
much?
On financially?
What?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Maybe I turn men on financially.
How do you get turned on financially?
Like, a man wants to spend his money on me. Like, he wants to make me feel good, and that makes him feel good when he spoils me or makes me feel good. Like, he, you know, babies
me. I would feel
me.
So horrible about myself if I was spending money on a girl that I wasn't in any sort of relationship. Like, you know, I buy my girl nice things, you know, I take her out of the shop, I take her to the mall, et cetera. But, I mean, we've been together for 5 years. We have a kid together. We're engaged. This is a very obvious reason why I want to, like, buy her things that are representations. Now, that being said, me and my girl are not, like, materialistic people at all. Like, we just don't do the jewelry thing, really. I mean, she does a little bit, but, like, we're not super into the designer stuff. We don't have fancy cars. You know, I'm just very much, like, not that kind of person. Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, really flabbergasting to me why a guy would want to put himself into that position.
I don't know. It just literally happened to me last week again. I was coming back from Miami from the Fresh and Fit podcast.
You fuck either of those guys?
Huh?
You fuck those guys?
Ew, like what? No.
Why ew?
Because I honestly, yeah, I'm not going to say that. Forget it.
What?
But no, if you
gave Myron a hand
up? Would you cut it out? Ew,
no.
Like what?
What?
Like, no, I'm not, it, okay. Like, yeah. I feel like unless it's financial, men don't, it's hard for me to get turned on by a man. Like, to me, it's like, yeah, no, I'm good. You know
really?
What I mean? Yeah, like, unless, I think, like, even watching a man spend his money, like, recently I was at the strip club, and watching a man spend his money even on other women turns me on. You know what I mean? It's just, like, it makes me feel like, wow, like, you're a boss.
I think you need therapy.
Fuck you.
I mean, I'm just serious. Like, you have to.
Why do I need therapy for getting what I want just for living?
Okay. If you're a woman who could get turned on by a guy for other reasons, and then you also get turned on by a guy spending money on you, I guess I could understand. But when you say you only get turned on by a guy who's throwing money at you, I mean, that's
like the first thing. And then, you know, then I'm curious now. Who, like, oh, okay, you're hot. Big dick energy. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. What kind of financial circumstances did you grow up under? Like, were you poor growing up?
Hell yeah. My mother was 18. My father was 21. My dad had a couple crack houses, so he had money and cars and stuff, but it was like hood shit, you know what I mean? I didn't have no bread.
Uh-huh.
I had to get it out the mud.
I guess that does probably partially explain it.
Maybe.
I mean, just like your male role model having crack houses. I guess that's probably... Yeah. Gotta explain some of this.
But my dad did financially take care of me my whole life until I was 21, until I finished college.
Right. But mm-hmm. He was also basically committing genocide, destroying his own community to make
money.
No,
that was just while he was young. After, like, he went...
And not, no hate on people selling crack or anything, because I understand a lot. It would be unfair for me to hold your dad to that standard when a lot of the people I interview have obviously probably killed tons of people with the drugs that they were selling.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's just, you know, an acceptable part of the culture. But, I don't know. It's just, there's got to be more to this.
I don't know. What were we saying prior?
The thing that really kind of... The best part in the Kevin Samuels thing that I saw was how you tried to, like, basically explain how it was illegal for them to kick you out of the apartment. And he kind of cornered you and made you realize that actually they legally...
No, it is illegal, though, especially during Corona. Because right. They were trying to... I mean, these circumstances weren't the ones I was under, because the person is paying my bills happily.
Uh-huh.
But... He tried to say if this was a circumstance, and I obviously, I'm not just going to give in. I'm not going to be like, okay, here you go. Like, no, like, you're going to have to wait until I get my shit together.
Okay, but say it was me and we were dating and I was paying for an apartment that you were living in and paying for the car and we broke up. I would say, I'm taking it all back. And then what are you going to do? Like...
I'm going to say, get it back in blood, bitch.
Yeah, and I mean, I probably, like, if I got to send some people to, you know, kick you out of the apartment or whatever, I guess I got to do that. I hope they don't have to hurt you or whatever, but I'm probably, and I would like to not be there since me being part of it doesn't seem like a good idea. But, like, what are you going to do?
Honestly, them things have never happened to me. But I know, I would just imagine that I would not, I wouldn't leave easily. And I don't have a shame in saying that. Like, I'm not, yeah, no. It's just not happening. You're not going to kick me out of space that you placed me in. Like, you're going to have to wait until I'm comfortable enough or until I'm ready to do what I need to do.
It's just so interesting you say you're not going to, when legally it's their right to, and it's the right thing, in my opinion, for them to be able to, and there's nothing that you could do to stop them. And if the cops were called or if it was taken to court, they would rule that you were wrong. Like, what jurors, what basis does this cockiness have?
I don't really know the laws, you know, so I can't really fight that. But I know that I'm gonna stick it out until I can't. Yeah, you're gonna have to drag me out of there. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I might already said this, but what does this guy think of all this newfound attention to his romantic situation or his financial situation, I guess? Like, what does he think of the fact that this has gotten so much attention and that it's basically about him, even though he remains anonymous?
He doesn't care. He probably thinks it's cool. He hasn't really said anything in regards to it that's negative.
Mm.
He's definitely said, you know, he's a money person. So he's definitely said capitalize. He's definitely said try to make it into something for yourself. You know what I mean? But he hasn't said anything. He doesn't feel any way. He doesn't care.
That's crazy. Because I would think it would be, like, really embarrassing to, like, even though he hasn't been named.
But there, you'll be surprised that I've received cash apps from men after this. Like, men are in my DM sending me money who I don't even know.
Right.
Who probably will never meet me, who don't know where I live, don't know anything about me but this, what they see on the internet, and they're sending me money.
I mean, I guess it shouldn't be so hard for me to understand, because the truth is that there's tons of girls out there who are, like, charging money for their OnlyFans, and then their OnlyFans has, like, what, like, pictures of them in a bikini. Whatever, like, not that anything that crazy. And then meanwhile, you could log right onto Pornhub and search that girl's name and see her getting fucked in the ass, whatever. And dude's still, like, I mean, if you're paying for the OnlyFans, you kind of are just paying her for no reason, realistically.
Because
there's crazier shit on Pornhub. Not for every girl, obviously. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure you're not on there, but...
No.
I mean, I guess it shouldn't surprise me so much that guys just want to give money to girls for nothing, but... I can't escape it. It's just baffling to me.
I don't think it's for nothing. I think it's for just them existing. And I feel like, don't a lot of what's Patreon? Don't people, like men or whoever watch you, give money to people just to listen to you?
Patreon.com/nojumper. Yes, but I mean, there's a lot of content on the Patreon that's like exclusive that they don't have access to. Right, we can do naked girl stuff on there. Mm-hmm. We can do, you know, all kinds of drug types.
And
not
so,
that we have
so
yet, but we're going to.
And so they find value, even, you know what I mean? But a person like me would be like, why would I pay for this? You know what I mean? Like you said, when I can go on Pornhub or right, I can listen to this on YouTube for free or whatever. So that's the part that I don't get, because even on Fresh and Fit podcast, I didn't want to like put them on blast, but I was like, aren't you guys, you men, paying to watch men? Like, I don't get it. Like, why wouldn't you pay a woman, like, if you liked her or if you were had interest in her? Like, what's the difference?
Well, I mean, the difference is that, like, if somebody, you know, and apparently there are many people who are open to this, but if there's people who watch my podcast and they want to see more of the podcast, or they want to see some extra content, or, you know, some people do it out of the goodness of their heart, because the reality is
exactly.
that you could be a huge fan of No Jumper and it costs $0, like, for you to be a fan. You watch everything on YouTube for mm-hmm. free. Some people see that. They realize at a certain point, like, oh, they have all these expenses. They have all these employees. Maybe I want to give them $5 a month, because that will help make their whole
exactly.
operation easier.
Same here. So some people see a beautiful woman and they're like, maybe I want to buy her a car because that's going to help her get from point A to point B. Maybe I want to put her in a house because she's going to be sheltered, and it's going to be because of me
right.
that this is happening. The same exact thing.
But I think there's a big difference between like a podcast that you get a ton of enjoyment out of and that occupies like many, many hours out of your week versus like just a random woman just having a car or just living in a house. Like, it just seems like much, much less common sense to want to support.
Really? I think it depends on who you are and what you like to support. So some people may like to support a podcast, and some people like to support women.
Some random woman having a nice car.
Yeah, and that makes men feel good. Listen, the other day, oh yeah, with the taxi situation, I was about to say that story. Came off the flight to Miami, my phone was dead, so I had no choice but to talk to this person. I was annoyed at first. He's talking to me, telling me about the cars that he has, and I'm like, can you buy me a car? And at first he's laughing, like, ha ha ha, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, I'm really serious, I really need a car. Like, my car is messed up, da da da, you know, bullshitting, whatever. And, yeah, so I exchanged. So then we were talking, we continued to talk, but he wasn't really jacking it, like, during our initial, like, car ride. Mm-hmm. Gave him my phone number. He's literally been calling me the last 5-6 days trying to get me to meet him at the dealership, but I've been so busy running around with everything that I haven't had the chance to. Every single day, are you going to meet me today at the dealership? Are you going to meet me today at the dealership? Are you going to meet me today at the dealership? That he wants to get me a car. Don't know this person. Literally had a 1-hour taxi ride that I didn't have to pay for.
If you're driving a taxi, you're not making enough money to buy a random woman a car.
I mean, I don't know. Some people, you don't know.
I mean, you kind of do, though. Like, driving a cab is not the best job. I've watched YouTube videos about people who drive Uber and shit. They make, like, you know, $500 a week, whatever. I mean, it's
well,
cool.
Well, according to him, he has an X, whatever the fuck, BMW. He has a Porsche. He, you know what I mean? He put his daughter through school cash. You know what I mean? So whatever money he has saved up, maybe. I don't know what's his financial situation, but I know he wants to get me a car. And when I go home, I know I'm going to go get my car.
Does it stand out to you that there's maybe, like, a possibility that he might, like, eventually stalk you or, like, do some creepy shit or rape you or something like that? Because that to me, that's, like, the first thing that comes to mind. Anytime somebody tries to offer me something for free, it's just alarm.
You think they want to rape you?
Yes. No. Alarm bells go off in my head. Like, okay, I have guys come up to me and they say, oh, I own this place and we'll let you have fucking whatever rental car you want. Just, like, shout us out on Instagram or whatever. I don't do it because I don't want to be in a situation where someone's giving me something, because then they're going to feel like they can ask me for something or they can, like, exert pressure on me. And I know that being in the position that I'm in, I don't want to have to do anything for anybody. So I just say no. If I'm going to do any, people offer to work for me for free all the time. I don't want to fucking have somebody working for me for free. I want to pay you a fair amount, and then I can actually lean on you to do the work that I need you to do. If you're working me for free, I can't yell at you and say, hey, you need to do this. Why the fuck didn't you get this done? Yada, yada. I need to be able to rely on people, and that just doesn't really make sense to me.
Well, for me, I just feel like if you stand strong in your stance, I don't give a fuck what anybody feels or thinks or wants to do. You know what I mean? I mean, no right. one forced you to do these things for me. So it's like, once you give it to me, it's mine.
I do agree that these men, if they want to spend money on these relationships or whatever, then that's cool. That's like their prerogative, et cetera. I do think we need to address like the simp culture where so many guys think that this is like a good use of their time or money. I think it just says like really horrible things about men in general that so many men are this stupid. But I think the fact that you think that you have the power to say no to them when they want to take those things away, that's the thing that basically like ignited.
But I do. I just feel like if you're going to give me something, you cannot take it away. It's not snatchies. Like, it's not like Indian giving. Like, no, you're not taking it back. Like, I don't get how that doesn't make any sense. Like, if somebody buys you a gift or if someone gives you something, like.
Okay, in some things, you're right, because like if we're dating and I buy you a watch and then we break up 6 months later and you say you gave this to me as a gift, I'm pretty sure that like legally, okay, it's your watch. I gave it to you as a gift. And I mean, certainly if me and my girl, if my girl left me, I don't have the right to say like, maybe the wedding ring is one thing because we haven't gotten married yet, but you know, I don't get to say, oh, hey, give me all those Gucci purses back or whatever.
Because I feel like that's more simp behavior. So my thing is I want to change the culture around the word simp. And I feel like men who do not take care of women, or if they have money and they're not in their community doing what's best for the people around them, the women, which is, I feel like, yeah, that's a simp to me. Like, if you don't think that it's okay to help women out or to cater to women, then to me, that's a simp. Like, you're not a man. Like, men are here to do that, to work and to help women. Either they're women, or if they're single, other women, or I just feel like that's your duty as a man.
To just help random women that you're maybe not even sleeping with?
It doesn't have to be a random woman from the street, but women that you have interest in, women that you know what I mean? You have something in mind for them, even if you have sex in mind but you don't get sex, I feel like you should still, you know, put forth.
I mean, I feel like the thing that you're describing is a relationship, but you like don't want to actually be in a relationship. You just want to like get the benefit of being in the relationship from sort of like coercing the man into believing that he's gonna in the long run get something more out of this.
Like, no, I've never lied.
Could you imagine being in a relationship that was, you know, primarily based on like your feelings for the person?
Yes.
It doesn't really sound like it.
Why?
Because it just sounds like there always has to be like a financial component in order for you to.
I think that a man should take care of a woman. I feel like once I choose the man that I want to be with, I am now his responsibility. I do feel like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of do agree with that to a certain extent, in the sense that like if I'm in a relationship with a woman and she's going to be, you know, taking care of the kid and she's going to be home all day and she's just basically going to be doing that. Like, I mean, my situation is very different because my girl makes a fuckload of money, but I understand that prerogative that like maybe I could imagine being in a relationship where if the girl's not bringing anything to the table, but she's taking care of the kids, she's she takes care of the house, she cooks, she cleans, et cetera, and I'm sort of like paying her way through life as a result of that, and we're in a relationship. That's not how my relationship is, but I could totally understand that that is pretty much how relationships have worked like all throughout history. The man goes off and wins, makes money. The woman stays home, takes care of the kids. That's fine. That seems like a very, very common setup, but like you want that. But then you don't want to be at home taking care of the kids. You want to be running around fucking other guys for money.
Fucking for money? I don't fuck for money, but
whatever.
Nor am I against women who fuck for money. But I do think that men, yeah, I think that if you have money and your interest is women, whether mm-hmm. it be fucking or that you like them for eye candy, I don't know, whatever your interest is around women, that you should cater to them, like take care of them. I only want men around me who really fuck with women, you know what I mean? I only want men around me who are really interested in women, that really want to take care of women.
Just women in general. Like, some people donate to charity. You think that like a guy's charity should just be just women, just all women?
I guess. I don't know about a charity, but right. I just feel like, yeah.
I feel like, you know, the women's rights movement that we've like watched play out through all throughout our life, where, you know, women have basically been like fighting against so much of what you're kind of talking about, where like, you know, women want to have their own careers. They want to, you know, be considered equal to men. They want to not feel like they have to stay home.
I never stood in none of the marches.
Right.
I never stood in none of the marches. I'm not for that. I think that I'm still a feminist because I believe women should do whatever they want to
do.
That
was going to be my question. Do you consider yourself a feminist? Because this kind of seems like anti-feminist.
Not fully. Yeah, not fully, because I still think that, you know, personally, my beliefs are women are, you know, a man is a little bit higher than a woman. Let's face it, you know, be real. Like men.
Why?
Because you got, you guys are stronger, could work longer, make more money quicker, don't have to sacrifice as much to get to the spaces you want to. And so I feel like men have more power when it comes to, in the money aspect, in the workplace. I feel that. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what feminists are really against,
yeah,
is that men
them.
Have so much
fuck
more.
Them. So they should take care of us too. The fuck? They should get next to the men and they should take care of the women in their community who believe otherwise.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I don't know. I just can't really, I can't imagine. Like, I wish that I knew dudes who are like this, because I know so many guys and I've never heard a guy say, yeah, I bought her a fucking apartment. I love taking care of this girl. I've heard dudes say, yeah, I've spent money on this girl because I was trying to fuck her or whatever. I mean, sure, that makes sense to me, but I don't know. I guess maybe I do know these guys, but maybe they can tell that I'm not on board with their program, so they just would never confide in me. Like, to me, even like buying a girl drinks or whatever, that's
come on,
crazy.
You've had athletes and rappers and stuff right. on here. All of those men, a lot of them take care of women or offer women a lot of money. Like, I've been offered money to, you know, have sex, and I've declined because I'm not just for money. That's not just like my motive. It's not just for money. I'm not going to give pussy up for money. But I've been offered by rappers $5,000, $3,000, $7,000.
To have sex?
Yes, 100%.
And you've never done it?
Never.
Why is that the line? Because, I mean, you like having sex, presumably, right?
Of course, with someone that I'm interested in and someone who, like, takes care of me continuously on a continuous basis.
Uh-huh.
I'm not just going to have like sex with someone I really don't even know. Cause you know, half the time these people, they don't even know you and they just want to, put it on the table. I've had someone who literally didn't even want to have a conversation with me, had someone else tell me about the $5,000 and then say like, but they just want to go in the room and do it and then get out. Like, they don't want to even talk to me. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So it's like, why is it okay for men to do those type of things? But then when a woman comes and wants to like take over the game, it's like, so
I
different.
Think it's just kind of sad. Like, when I think about this dude who's like, you know, trying to spend $5,000 to have sex, like,
you'd be surprised who he is too, because they make a lot of memes about him. They make him seem like, you know, he's,
Chet Hanks.
Who's that?
Okay.
No, they make him seem as though like, people have been telling me, like, he needs to talk to me. Like, they make him seem like, damn, I wish, like, you guys could cut things out so I could say, like,
no,
the name.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I mean, we could cut it out also. If you want to tell me, we'll cut it out. Scout's honor. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's someone that people think, like, and he's literally offered me two times through another person, through a mutual friend that we have, $5,000.
So he wants you to just be in a hotel room. He pulls up. Maybe like,
well, I was in there. They have like a studio house in Miami.
Okay.
So he had just wanted me to like meet him in the room. They didn't even want to have a conversation.
Right.
They didn't even ask me my name, anything.
Beat it down and just dip.
Yeah. And that was it.
No conversation necessary.
No, none at all.
I guess the thing that I don't really get is like,
and this is a guy who could get pussy for free.
He could, for sure. But, and I understand that maybe, you know, he has so much money that he's just really looking for like efficiency of time. Like, he just doesn't want to have to talk to girls, get their number, speak to them. We see this play out where, like, is, you know, conversations leak on social media of him trying to line up sexual experiences and stuff like that. I guess I just don't understand the dude mentality of wanting to fuck every fucking girl on earth. Like at a certain point, it's like the law of diminishing returns, you know? Like, I understand, like, the first 10 girls that I had sex with, each one was extremely exciting. Now that I'm at the point where I've had sex with hundreds of girls, like, if I fuck a new girl tomorrow with my girl or whatever, then it's just not that big a deal to me. Like, I just don't care. Mm-hmm. I fuck so many girls that it just seems kind of pointless. Yeah. And
yeah.
I would rather put my effort into developing a real relationship and focusing my time and effort into somebody who loves me, that I feel comfortable with, that's really adding something to my life. I just don't understand the dude mentality of like, I'm going to get rich and famous, and then I'm going to just sort of like try to fuck every single girl on earth. It just doesn't really,
it's really,
I don't know,
gross.
Maybe I've been out of a relationship too long.
Yo, I've heard of people that literally be in like famous people. Like, I've heard one time it was like I wasn't in this house, so I'm, it's not like, but it was like, and they had girls coming in and out, in and out, in and out, like 10, 15 girls all naked, and they're just like coming in and out the room, one next, next, next. Like, what? That's really gross.
Right.
Take these niggas for their money, sis. Like, fuck these niggas.
Yeah, that is so bizarre to me because, like, I mean, number one, you're going to have to wear a condom in that scenario.
And you know they, and let's be real. Let's be real.
But if you are fucking that many girls, like, fucking one random girl without a condom is a risk. Fucking 20 random girls in a night without a condom, you're a fucking maniac. Exactly. This is insane. Like, you're gonna get something. Why the fuck would you trust these girls?
I feel like they're gonna create a new bacteria.
I feel like they don't even care.
They don't. And that's why we shouldn't care either. And not even in regards to fucking, because I feel like we should care about our worth and who we give our vagina to, but I feel like we shouldn't care about taking these niggas' bread.
I mean, listen, if a dude is living like that, then by all means, I totally understand. I guess I'm just more worried about, like, normal people who are trying to form relationships and stuff, and just sort of seems like, if every girl adopted your mentality.
I wish they would. Oh, my God. I wish every girl would call men who do not want to splurge or spoil or in any way, shape, or form, whatever fits your caliber, you know what I mean, whatever level you're on. Like, I feel like that is a simp. Like, you're not a man to me. Like, and I really wish, and I cannot wait until girls, like, shut niggas down. Because niggas will, men will finesse you out your pussy. And then what do you get?
That's why I think if I were to be giving, you know, a young girl advice about dating, 20-year-old, 19-year-old, whatever, she's kind of new on the scene, she's, you know, whatever. My advice would be, don't fuck the dude until you really like him and you really believe that you've spent enough time with him that he's earned it, basically. But in my mind, earning it is like spend a lot of time. Like you know, hey, like I've had girls in my life who made it clear the first time I hung out with them, I'm not fucking you unless I hang out with you, unless we go on 10 dates. And that was annoying and frustrating to me because obviously I wanted to have sex with them right then and there. But it also is like the probably the smartest thing that they could have done, because in those 10 dates, at some point, maybe I figure out, wow, I actually fuck with this girl enough that I would want to keep kicking it with her after we have sex. And then, you know, and that allows her to sort of like, you know, sort of weed out the guys. Like, if he's not willing to hang out with you 10 times, then he's clearly probably not going to stick around after that.
And I say this to girls all the time. I feel like you should let a man, like, eat your pussy before you let him fuck you maybe, like, 3 to 4 times. I also feel like you should talk to the guy about your financial problems or things that you need. And if he's not willing to offer help, if he's a that's crazy type of guy, don't fuck him. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, there's some guys you tell me problems, they're like, that's crazy. And it's just like, damn, no, you're not getting this. But there's other guys that offer help. What can I, even a simple, what can I do to help? Even if it's not to the extent where they're giving you exactly everything you need, but they may have a connection or something that can maybe put a piece together to your issues, then I feel like that's a man you should fuck. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's what I would tell any girl that's 20 to 30 years old. I feel like that's your youth and that's your best time to get the most. You know what I mean?
But what do you do? Like, you're basically saying that, like, a 20-year-old girl only should be dating, like, a 30-plus-year-old dude. Because the reality is that when you're young, when you're in your 20s, you're not earning that much money. And you're probably investing a lot of your time into stuff like, you know, college or learning a trade so that you can earn more money in the future. So then you end up in a situation where, like, no hot 20-year-old girl is going to want to fuck a even hot 20-year-old dude because they just are not at the stage in their life where it's like if all a woman has to offer is pussy and all the dude has to offer is money, then you end up in a situation where it's all like 40-year-old dudes fucking 19-year-old girls, which, I mean, hey, more power to you. But don't you realize that this is kind of like a distortion of society? Because then who the fuck is the 20-year-old dude going to be having sex with?
The 20-year-old dude is going to be focusing on getting money, and that's what I feel like young men should do. I feel like when men focus on women when they're young, especially like in their 20s, and they focus on fucking a lot of women, a lot of times, and I'm saying this from experience from people that I know, they don't get many places. Why? Because they get hype off of pussy or whatever they get. So I feel like men 20 years old, 21, obviously you should fuck who you can because you're a man, but at the end of the day, I don't think that your focus should be fucking women. And I think women should,
talk
to older men, because that you're gonna learn, you're gonna get what you need, you're gonna get assistance.
I mean, you got to realize that your opinion is pretty divergent from like the mainstream. Like, I see all the time on Twitter where there'll be like, you know, some 45-year-old or 50, like Scott Disick is dating like some fucking hot 19-year-old model or whatever, and everybody thinks that he's like fucking heinous, horrible guy because he's in his 40s dating an 18-year-old. I mean, that's like a huge theme on social media. So I guess you would say that you totally disagree with that?
Disagree with the theme of?
Of, you know, he's like a presumably wealthy guy in his 40s, I assume, and he's dating an 18-year-old. But you think that's how the world should be structured? Whereas, like, I mean, it seems like a lot of people disagree with that.
I mean, 18 and 40, that's a big difference, but I'm no one to judge. I do feel like when you're young, you should talk to older men. I don't know about 40. When I was 18, I was probably talking to 25 and 27-year-olds, and all the men that I spoke to were hustlers naturally, so they had money. You know what I mean? It wasn't like they were 25 and broke. Uh-huh. So, or enough money where an 18-year-old would think, like, you know what I mean? A car, an apartment, like those main things I always had.
Would you date like a drug dealer like these days, like a real serious drug dealer? Had a ton of money, but he's like moving kilos of cocaine.
Would I date a drug? I mean, maybe.
But see, that's the whole thing.
I probably would if he was smart enough and had like businesses otherwise, you know, like in other spaces. Or I would be the one to come in and say, we should put this here and here and here. You know what I mean?
What, the kilos? That, well, you're going to jail too if they come down on him. If you're living with him,
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah, if I'm on No Jumper talking about it, I'm definitely
that's a
going
good
to
point
jail.
Too, yeah. All the drug dealers should hit her up.
Period. Hit me up, scammers too. But I'm here for it.
That's the whole thing. Is like if you're like perfectly down to fuck with a scammer or a drug dealer, it's like, and much respect to the scammers or the drug dealers, but those dudes are basically like taking their freedom and putting it on the line. I know dudes who are in jail for 20 fucking years for selling drugs. Mm-hmm. But you don't care about that because you're not really invested in them having like a long, happy life.
I mean, that's their personal choice. I didn't tell them to go sell drugs.
Right. But I mean, realistically, that's probably one of the only ways that they could make a shitload of money at a young age. Any skills or... It's like you're making money off your willingness to take a risk. Mm-hmm. That's like the sole thing that allows you to make that money, you know?
So what do you mean? What am I doing wrong?
It just seems kind of fucked up to like solely want to be in relationships with people who are basically... You know, where you couldn't possibly care about the direction that their life is going because they're doing something illegal.
Well, obviously, if I'm in a relationship with someone, I do care. I do care.
Right.
But it's about not being in a relationship. That's the main thing. Like, when you're in a young age, when you're young, I feel like you should use your youth to get what you can and get where you're going. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As a woman.
Right. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's just a fucking wild-ass world out there right now that I just don't feel
like
I'm capable of understanding.
I don't understand why nobody understands this. Like, I feel like to me, it's like, it makes perfect sense.
I totally understand it. And I realize that when I'm in the club in Vegas, that realistically, the mind state that you're expressing is probably pretty close to the way that like the vast majority of the girls there think about this. Mm-hmm. I'm just really disturbed by it.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and... 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
But why?
It never felt like that my whole life. My whole life, primary ways of meeting girls were like, go to the bar... You know, you just start talking to some girl, you know, you like buy her a drink, boom, you're hanging out.
So you prefer women who just give them their whole body up for crumbs, for nothing, for no benefit.
Out of attraction to me, like that was how it would normally be. It's like, oh, girl, you meet a girl at the bar or wherever, on the street, whatever, and you hang out with her. She wants to have sex with you because she's physically attracted to you. You want to have sex with her because you're physically attracted to her. And there's just no concern for who has the most money or whatever. That's how broke people are. And I was a broke person for like a pretty large percentage of my life.
But that's like very surface level as well. Like you're just talking about sexual attraction based off of physical appearance. Where I'm talking about if a man has money, he has ambition. He has like mental exercise. Like he can exercise his mental because he knows how to get money.
What if the dude's just rich? What if he got money from his family? I'm sure that you're not going to say no to that, right?
I'm not going to say no if a guy who's rich wants to buy me things. But
right, but if he got all the money from his parents, that doesn't mean that he has ambition, you know?
Yeah, but we're talking about the majority of the people that have money that I would come across. Uh-huh. You know, I don't live in Cali. I live in New York. So right. If you have money in New York, you have hustle. You have ambition. You're out there getting it. You know what I mean? It's not just this. That's just the type of man that attracts me. A man who, you know,
What
knows
kind of,
how to get it.
Where do you go in New York? Do you go to clubs? Do you go to strip clubs? Like, what kind of, what's your social life like out there? Obviously, it's probably been on hold for a while because of COVID, but.
Right. So I'm not really a social person, like nightlife person. I have worked in strip clubs and stuff like that. I made a joke today because someone said, where do I find, like, guys who want to spend their money on girls? And I was like, the strip club, like, become a stripper. You know what I mean? Become a stripper. You're going to find men who want to take care of you, give you money, etc. This is very true.
You could just hang out at the strip club. You're going to find those guys. If you're not stripping and you're in there, yeah, I mean, they're going to gravitate.
Even if you're a bartender or you're a host, they're going to want to spend their money on you. So girls, if you work at a strip club, you don't have to necessarily shake ass. You could be a, you know, you can host or you can bartend. But otherwise, I've just always met people random. I don't know. It's just been my life luck, you know, that men just have always taken care of me.
You know, I was thinking about it when you were talking about, you know, how you would expect a guy to continue to give you money after you broke up or whatever, or continue to pay for these things or whatever. I started to think, you know, if me and my girl, if I decided I wanted to leave her right now, how much financial support would I feel like I owed her? And it's not really an issue because she's got plenty of money. But if she was, you know, not having a lot of money, how would I approach it? And in my head, I'm like, well, we have a kid. So, of course, you know, even legally, I'm going to be forced to, you know, pay X amount of money to her for probably.
What if you didn't have a kid and she gave you 5 years of her life? And then you found her, you know, in a regular space, but now she's living in a mansion with you and she's driving whatever nice cars you have. And let's say she's only making $100,000 or maybe $200,000 a year. That's not going to sustain that lifestyle that she's been used to for 5 years. You're just going to like.
Yeah, but it's not like being in a relationship with me is going to stop her from pursuing her own hopes and dreams. Like, you know, I'm at work like 8 hours a day. She could have been working during that time period, too. It so happens that she has been. But if a girl was just like, if I get into a relationship with a girl and she just immediately stops grinding or working or hustling or doing whatever the fuck it is that she's working on, then what the fuck is wrong with her? Why would I even want to be in a relationship with a person like that?
No, let's say her financial standing is $100,000 or $200,000, and maybe she is chasing her
dreams.
Also,
I don't think you realize that $200,000 a year is a lot of money for like 95% of people.
Yeah, but it's not, because, you know, I've made six figures, and to based on like my lifestyle and how much I how I spend money, it's really not a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, if you spend money like a crazy person, then definitely $20,000 a month is not going to be enough. But I'm just saying, like, normal people hear $200,000 a year.
Or maybe
like
$150,000.
Fuck, I hope I could get to $200,000 a year in my lifetime, because that's so much money for most people. I didn't make that until, you know, the last couple of years of my life.
But, you know, as you get more money, your lifestyle change. I think that do you live in the same area that you lived in when you were broke?
No.
Okay. And do you live in the same area that you lived in when you were making half the money that you make now?
No. Steadily moved to a nicer area. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's what I mean. So as you move up in regards to in making money, like, your lifestyle changes.
Right. The idea that the woman who isn't like earning enough money to stay in that position, though, that's the crazy part. It's like, and that's the one thing that I've always appreciated with my girl. I met her and we were both at like very, very similar financial and fame levels, right? Mm-hmm. She saw how hard I was working. She didn't think, oh, I'm going to like basically try to get as much money out of this guy as possible. She thought, oh, I see his grind and his ambition. I'm going to actually like push myself to make more money, to be a better version of myself. Like, never once in our relationship has my girl ever, like, there's only been a couple times where I fucking got an amount of money or like, you know, had a deal lined up where I could tell that she was just like, wow, like, that's fucking awesome that you have that amount coming in or whatever. Because her attitude when she sees me making money is not, I'm going to get as much of that as possible. That is going to motivate me to try to do better in my own regard.
And obviously during, you're not thinking, let me get as much of that as possible. But we're talking about a breakup. So if, Adam, if you put me in a high-rise condo, we're together for 5 years, and let's say we live in separate places. You live in your own condo, you get me a condo, high-rise. I'm not leaving the condo to go back to the hood.
But you are, because I'm not paying for the condo anymore.
Well, then something's going to give. They're going to have to give you an eviction. They're going to have to take me out of here. Something's going to happen.
But they will. Like, I'll tell the employees of the condo, you need to kick this bitch out. It's over.
Yeah, so then that will happen. But what I'm saying is, if we had a relationship, like me and this person, we're still friends. Mm-hmm. We're still very close friends. Like, although we broke up, we are still very close. You know what I mean? So if I'm your dog, like, we're cool, and you fuck with me, and you know that I'm going to go back to the hood, but you have $5 million.
Dog does seem like the opportune word for the situation that you're describing here, for the record.
Fuck you. But if I'm your, you know what I mean? I don't want to, like, if I'm your nigga, like, I'm, me and you fuck with each other heavy. We don't have no beef. No, you didn't cheat on me. I didn't cheat on you. We just decided to go our separate ways for whatever reason. It just wasn't working out. You're not going to make me go back to the projects, right, Adam?
After
after 5 years of loving me and you was good, you just going to throw me out like that? And that's why you got to take these niggas for their breath, sis. Because when it's time, if when they done with you, they're going to kick you to the curb.
You might be right, because, yeah, I'm sending them back to the hood for
exactly.
Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There it is.
But, okay, this is the thing. When I was saying, like, of course, if me and my girl broke up, I would be giving her money for 20 years for
the kid. Let's say she didn't have a kid.
No, but, okay, she does have a kid. For the kid, of course, I'm going to be giving you money for, you know, until the kid's an adult, until they're done college, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. The thing is you want that money without actually having the kid. The thing is, you're the kid in this situation.
Big facts. I'm the baby.
You want, like, and that's what I think is so toxic for women in general, is that the mentality that they should just be treated like children. Because it's created like a nation of women who just never grow up and are just like forced to just like feed off of rich men. It's just not sustainable. It might feel kind of attractive to you in the short term, but ultimately it's horrible for women. And I feel like most women see that and agree with that.
So you feel like I feel bad when women think, and I honestly feel like this. I feel bad when women think that they should work so hard. And, like, there's some women who go 50-50, like, on their rent and on their stuff with their husbands and stuff. I feel really bad. Like, that's, like, really disrespectful to me.
Me and my girl bought a house together. It's, like, a fucking $3.6 million house. And we go halves on the mortgage payment. Because why the fuck would we not? We go half on everything. Why would we not? It's, like, if we didn't, that would be, like, her basically acknowledging that I'm, like, the fucking boss of this. And then she rightfully would really have no say in the terms and conditions of our relationship. Like, the fact that my girl can tell me don't go fuck prostitutes is basically, in my mind, contingent on the fact that we treat each other like we're equals. Mm-hmm. So we can ask the same thing of each other. But if I was just paying for everything, then it's like, how the fuck can you tell me the terms of our relationship? If I'm paying for everything, then I'm the fucking one in control of this, and you do whatever the fuck I say. And then, hey, I don't want to be in a relationship like that.
Oh yeah, I like those type of relationships. Like, tell me what to do, daddy. Like, I like a man who takes charge. I don't mind being submissive to a man. I don't mind a man telling me what to do. I do, like, when my man tells me, you know, don't go XYZ place, like, I'm turned on. Like, oh, my man loved me. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So, I mean, we're different in relationship types, but I would not go 50-50. I'm not going 50-50 with you. For that, I pay for it myself. Find another nigga to pay for it. Like, why would I go 50-50? That's crazy. I feel like if you love your wife or your girl, you're going to want to take care of her. Like, if she's your baby, like, you're going to want to take care of her.
I do want to take care of her, and I do take care of her in ways. We take care of each other in ways. But, I mean, the idea that I should then shoulder the entire responsibility of the biggest bill that each of us pay each month. And for the record, I mean, yeah, I could easily just pay the fucking mortgage myself.
Exactly. So I don't know what she's doing. It would just create this
like weird distortion of power where it's like, why would I be the one paying the entirety of the thing if you want to be an equal in this partnership? Like, I would be embarrassed for my daughter to realize that is the arrangement that I'm a part of.
Would be embarrassed for your daughter to know that you fully pay the shelter for you and your family?
Yeah, because I want my daughter grow up to be a fucking independent, strong-willed person that's not going to go out into the world and try to just rely on men to be the basis of her identity and her value. Like, that's one of the most important things that I really want to, like, get across to my kid, if nothing else, throughout the course of her life. You are not what a man thinks you are. You are whatever the fuck you want to be, and it doesn't matter what these dudes think of you, you know? Like, you define what you are.
Agree.
Don't let some fucking guy be the one who gets to tell you what your worth is.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like you're like incredibly happy to just let men define your entire existence. Like your existence,
I mean,
your existence is the culmination of how much shit all these different guys have bought you.
I really wouldn't say that because I'm the one who defines it, because I'm the one who makes the rules. I'm the one who finds the men to pay for my stuff. You know what I mean? So I don't want to be disrespectful, but yeah, I'm not going to say that. Forget it. But it wasn't disrespect towards you, but I mean, my personal.
Feel free.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like that isn't the case with me. I feel like I'm still independent. I'm just because if you can't get it for me, he will. And if he won't get it for me, he will. So
but
it's
what
not
if you
like,
just got it yourself? What if you like.
I do get it myself.
What if you took your time and your life and based it on, you know, earning enough money to have the things you want and buying it for yourself? A lot of women see the value in that.
That's true. But I feel like I have a skill, you know, I have the luck and I have a skill and I can get things. That is like, you know what I mean? Some people wouldn't consider that. Strippers would consider it a job, or bartenders or people who work in nightlife would probably understand me more. But I consider, you know, men to basically work for me, like work and help me. Like,
and don't get me wrong. I mean, hey, it's a good hustle if you can get it. I just don't think it's good for society as a whole. I think any dude who's engaged in this sort of shit is a total idiot. And I guess I get it that some dudes are so rich that they can just afford to. So, hey, you know, we all got our hobbies. But then, you know, for women, I would encourage women to like not adopt that mentality, because it ultimately is you treating yourself like a second class citizen. No man's ever going to fully respect you if you're getting by in life like that.
Do you think women feel respected now when men finesse them out of pussy? Like when men talk to them and fuck them? Because at the end of the day, like if someone engages in sex, like you're in my body, you know what I mean? It's so different. And you know, everybody knows it's different. Sex is different for a man than for a woman.
I'm sure.
The standards are even different if a woman has sex with a lot of men versus a man having sex with a lot of women.
Right.
So, and a man even looks hotter, or he's more in the field and it's more like competitive for him to have sex with a lot of women. Like more women want a man who's like wanted by other women. Mm. More men don't want women who have sex with a lot of men. I mean, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. More, you know what I mean? So your value goes down. So to me, it's like, I forgot what the fuck I was going to say.
Kevin Samuels, like one like big theme with his shit is that he talks to a lot of women who mm-hmm. just one day wake up and they realize like, oh fuck, I'm 35. I'm not hot anymore. All these ball players and rappers don't want to fuck with me anymore. Now I want to be in a relationship, but all the kind of guys that they want to be with basically aren't around to service the type of relationship that they're trying to be in. Not that that happens to every 35-year-old woman, but it happens to a lot of them as their youth sort of fades and they're considered less desirable on the marketplace. And a lot of these women end up on Kevin Samuels' show, and no offense, I could kind of see you having a different kind of conversation with Kevin Samuels at like 40. Because don't you think you're just going to end up at a point where it's like, oh, fuck, guys don't want to buy me anything anymore. I wasted all the years that I could have been spending trying to get into an actual healthy relationship, and now I'm just fucked. Now I'm old and I'm withered and nobody wants me.
If you talk to women that even have a very independent mindset, they have issues finding men, period, for relationship material. You know what I mean? If you talk to women, because I speak to a lot of them all the time, they're in my DMs. They want to know how to find a man who's going to splurge on them while they're in this stage. You know what I mean? Women, it's hard to find a man, period. You know what I mean? It's hard to find a man to settle down with, period, no matter what your mindset is. So there are women who are totally independent, work, have careers and everything. And a lot of the times, women who have a lot of money and full careers it's even harder for them to find a man to, you know what I mean, get into a relationship with them.
Yeah, but okay, think about.
Do you agree with that? Yes or no?
Do I agree that it's hard to get into a relationship because a lot of guys are just not interested in committing and getting into a serious relationship? Sure.
And do you also agree with women who may make a lot of money, it's even harder for them to find a man to settle down with?
I think it might be harder in the sense that if you're a hardworking person who's earning a lot of money, then you probably are working a lot. Like most high earners also spend a shitload of time in the office working on whatever they're working on. Mm-hmm. I know that that's true for me. If I was single right now, my dating life would not be as great as it might be for like a 21-year-old dude who just doesn't have that many responsibilities. Because the reality is that I'm working all the time and that's why I'm in the position that I'm in. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my advice to women would be, go out and start your own career. Go out and build your own thing, because then you're going to have guys who actually respect you and what and your mind and that business that you've built, that money that you've earned, is, if anything, that's going to be the thing that actually makes a man respect you enough to want to form a relationship with you. If my girl hadn't actually like seized upon the opportunity that she had and made a lot out of herself, then yeah, I could totally see myself being less attracted to being in a relationship with her. I consider her my equal because of the fact that she's, you know, gotten to this point business wise, not just because she's hotter, just because she, you know, is good at sucking dick or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But that's rare. You know what I mean? What you're saying, what you're saying is a very rare case. Mm. There are women who make a shitload of money and they can't find a man, period. You know what I mean? I think that women, while you're young, get what you can out of these men. I feel like you should still build your career. I have two Airbnbs. I sell designer clothes. I do other things other than, get bread from niggas. You know what I mean? I think that you should still do that, but you should find the men who are going to assist you in meeting your career goals. You know what I mean? There are men out there that want to help women. That's my point. Want to relieve your stress. Want to help women, like, period. Especially if you have ambition. Especially if you have intelligence. Especially if you plan on going places.
I think that, if anything, I'm glad that we had this conversation, because you've made me realize that I now have a new purpose in life, which is to convince men to stop tricking on girls. You can still buy my girls OnlyFans, that's fine. But in terms of like all this buying them apartments and cars and shit, like, I just want to spread the gospel of not spending money on girls.
It doesn't make any sense.
So for any reason.
So you're telling one man not to get a car, but you're saying it's okay for 100 men to give the cumulative amount of money for her to then get a car.
Well, I believe in supporting content creators, and OnlyFans content is, it's content.
Okay.
So if you want to spend $5 on the Patreon, you want to spend $5 on OnlyFans, I totally understand. That's one thing. $5 a month. You know, like, because, when I was young, we used to go buy porno magazines. Like, we used to go to fucking Canada and buy porno magazines because we couldn't do it when we were, like, 15, you know?
So you don't believe spending money on vibes, like people who are good vibes, people who are going places, people who you believe in, people who you like, that doesn't...
As a guy who got a lot of pussy my whole life without having to pay for it, yeah, that is really, really foreign to me.
Yeah, you have pretty privilege. I told you that already.
I don't think
you have blue eyes. I'm saying, you have
did you see
hair,
the girl that went viral
beard
on YouTube for this one African American girl, and she has all these videos that have been going viral about how she doesn't have pretty privilege?
No. What is she saying?
Basically, just talking about how, it was really informative to me because I've never really heard a girl talk about what it's like to be basically considered unattractive by the mass majority of men. And she talked about how, like, she'll walk into a restaurant, and for the record, it's not my opinion that she's not attractive. I would, she's mm-hmm. not great looking, I guess you could say, but she talks about how she'll walk into a club and she'll see a little cluster of dudes and they'll all glance at her and they'll just look away right away because they just, immediately they're biologically trained to not give a fuck about her. And I know that exists all the time with me and my friends. Like, I've seen that happen where a girl walk by,
really?
Nobody looks at her. A girl walks by, she's bad as fuck. Everybody, they all are like trying to think of something to say.
I thought men were like that with every woman just because you're just like a walking pussy anyway. Like, I just figured that because
some men, that is true.
That was my experience since 13, 14 years old. I've always,
but there's ugly girls out there.
But I've never thought about the attention being different. You know what I mean? Because I'm just going to say, I've had a little bit of surgery. I wasn't always this cute. And I still always got the same attention. Like, I still always got, I wouldn't say I was ugly, but I wouldn't say I was like the prettiest one in the room, But it's energy too, it's confidence. Like, if you carry yourself with your head high, you have value, you feel like you have worth, even if nobody else sees it, eventually you're going to bring that to you. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's men that like fat bitches. There's men that like all types of girls. So it's not like you have to be a certain type to get what you want. You just have to hold yourself to that standard.
You should check out this video about pretty privilege from this one girl, because she makes it sound like guys are just not interested in her like that. And to me, she doesn't look like the worst looking girl on earth, but she's definitely not like way above average looking either. Because I would agree with you, because like I've definitely had like less attractive friends who fucked all kinds of girls that I wouldn't personally want to sleep with. And I thought, oh, well, that's good. Somebody for everybody,
Yeah.
I'm sure that, like, you know, there's girls that I've slept with my life or been into that, you know, maybe even some of my friends didn't think were attractive or whatever. And, you know, that's totally fine. Like, people meet in the middle based on, like, their attributes, I guess, quite often. But, I mean, yeah, you are definitely privileged in that regard, because I'm sure even without the surgery and stuff, he probably still is pretty decent. I mean, if you had guys buying you fucking phones and shit at 13
and shopping,
I mean, that says something.
So much, everything, all the time, anything I wanted, rides very for creepy. Me and my friends.
Don't buy a 13 year old girl a phone.
I he was probably like 17. It wasn't like, oh, okay, he was, well, like so much older than me, but
still
he,
weird.
You know what I mean, he was a little older, but it wasn't like he was like an old man,
right? The 40-year-old buying the 13-year-old a phone,
yeah,
sounds like extra
that'd
creepy.
That'd be scary. Yeah. Yeah. No, I've never had nothing like that.
No, because I have memories when I was, you know, 12, 13, when I first started junior high, that there would be dudes driving up to pick up, like, the attractive girls in my age, the 13-year-old girls that we all thought were hot when we were 13, the hottest girls in my school would have dudes who were clearly, like, 18 driving to school and picking them up.
Right.
And I do remember, like, but what's weird is that we didn't think it was creepy. I don't think that thought ever really, like, entered my mind. I just thought it was like, oh. Like,
you thought they were cool. Come on, let's not.
I don't know that I even really thought about the dudes as being cool, but
no,
I thought
girls.
That, like, oh, the girls must be really high value if they have these older dudes with cars trying to fuck with them. Mm-hmm. And sort of feeling like, oh, fuck, I can't compete with that. I'm not going to have a car for like four years.
And I feel like that's what these guys who are commenting all over negative things, I think that's where it's coming from. You know, they're feeling like, damn, I can't compete with that. Even the women, they're feeling like there are girls that are hitting me up and they're all for this. You look at their page and they're, you know, average or pretty girls. And then there are girls who are talking shit and they're fat, you know, respectfully. I'm not going against anybody, but I'm just saying. I think that the people that are talking negatively, I think it comes from that space where they're looking at this and they're like, damn, I can't compete with that. Damn, if a lot of women think like this, who am I going to fuck?
Right, because you're defining this like landscape where it's just like young, attractive women and then old, rich men, and then older women are completely left out of it, or like not super attractive women are left out of it, and then like dudes who haven't managed to either be like beautiful or made a shitload of money, they're all left out of it too.
And then they can just date each other. The fat and the ugly and the broke.
The young broke dudes and the old ugly women.
Exactly. And there you have
this
it.
This is not good for
survival
society. We don't want those people having sex with
survival
each other.
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah, I guess that is kind of what it is, huh? What are you planning on doing with all this energy around you? Like, you know, you're doing all these podcasts and stuff. It's kind of like at a certain point, you're going to like run out of shows to go on or whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
so iHeartRadio had contacted me about doing my own podcast. Hmm. So we're thinking about that and having that in the works. The party also starts in August, sugarsocial.com, where we're going to have sugar babies. And we're vetting these men heavily, like with making sure that they are who they say they are. And they have the money that they say they have to splurge on you if you come to this party.
I really hope some broke dudes sneak in there and pretend to be billionaires.
We've never had that issue. Please. We have 10,000 guys on our list, and they're all very good guys.
I feel so much more anti-simp than I ever felt before in my life now.
Anti meaning against.
Yes. Yeah, that's what anti means.
But like, why?
Because I just think it's bad for society. I think it's bad for men. I think it's good for a very small sliver of women. I think it's bad for all the other women.
Well, then the people that don't stand in that, you know, they can just be with one another. So the girls who get with the program and it works for them, and the guys who can afford to play the game, they can all be together, which is what it should be.
Yes. Okay, so you might do a podcast.
Yeah, doing that. We're also in talks about doing, as soon as I get back, a pilot for a reality show. I've had like two people hit me up to be in like indie movies, which they want me to be in like starting next month. So I've been like going over the lines for that. I mean, tons of opportunity has come out of this. You know what I mean? This isn't the first time I've gone viral, like I said. This is the first time I've gone viral for speaking. But I've always had, you know, been in the circle and had like opportunities. And I've always like, you know, created them out of the spaces that I've been in.
Respect. Yeah. There's a lot of money to be made.
Yes, let's do it. You have any ideas for me?
Not so much. Probably nothing that you haven't already thought of.
And maybe music. So initially when I first...
That is not my idea, yeah.
Yeah, maybe music, you know?
No.
I'm going to do some city girl, hot girl.
The world does not need more
girl,
of that.
A ton of that.
The world has way too much city girl vibes already.
How about finesse girl? It'd be like hot girl, finesse girl. Like,
the only finesser I respect is Young Scooter.
Who's that? What has he done?
Great man. You should go visit him in Atlanta.
He's a man who finesses?
And he finesses the plug.
What? I don't get it. And you're for that?
I'm for Young Scooter robbing drug dealers, yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I guess. And you're for men robbing girls out of their pussy without giving them anything, too.
No, I'm for consensual agreements on sex between people where they have the same objective going into it. Whatever, really, whatever you want to do, as long as you guys are both on the same page, I respect it. I just want to also encourage men, this is not how you want to live your life.
Let's be real. Men get more out of sex than women most of the time. Most of the time. If you ask a girl how many times have you actually came off of fucking in the 15, 20 minutes, I think men get more out of that exchange.
Yeah.
If you ask me. Most of the time.
Yeah. I mean, when you meet girls who like really, like, and this is a side note, but I feel like so much of like how a woman's life ends up is sort of based on how much she enjoys sex. Because a lot of the porn star girls I know or whatever, the thing that stands out to me is they have huge sexual appetites and they love fucking. Like mm-hmm. they have like a large clitoris on average. Mm-hmm. So they like get a lot more out of sex. And as a result, they basically behave like dudes, which, hey, respect to them for that. But a lot of women aren't like that.
Do you like that?
Yeah, that's cool.
You're for that, right?
I've known so many girls in my life who basically like barely enjoy sex. So as a result, what do they do? They get into a fucking long-term relationship that's not really based on sex, and that's sort of...
And then they get fat, and then, yeah.
But then the girls I know who just love sex end up having a fuckload of sex partners, and their life is sort of colored by that. But it's just very weird to think that your personality is almost... Or, like, how you end up in your life is almost kind of, like, dictated by the size of your clit.
Really?
Well, or how much you enjoy sex, but yeah, like the size of the clit is kind of determinative of that, I think.
I didn't know that. I mean, I like to masturbate a lot. I think I have a high sex drive. If I do have sex with a guy, we're going to go like five times, especially in the beginning, you know, five times a day type of stuff. But I'm not into having many partners. I don't believe in sharing myself with a lot of people. I just don't feel like for myself, you know. I'm a woman. I get clingy. I get attached. No, you know,
I respect
what I mean?
That.
I fuck a guy. You're my man.
That sounds very human of you right there, which is nice. Because a lot of this is, you kind of sound like a robotic, like sex, like a sex robot who's been trained to exert money out of men.
Yeah, but which is why I don't give sex for money, because sex has nothing to do with anything that I talk about. You know what I mean? I straight talk about getting stuff that I want, period, for nothing in exchange, for conversation, for time spent, for energy, for, you know what I mean, vibes. I don't talk about anything that has to do with fucking. I believe that you're, you know, you should, you know, respect your temple. Like, I don't think that you should just be out here having I've never had a one-night stand. I don't think that you should just be out here having one-night stands. I feel like for a woman, it's bad. Men are built differently. And if you have sex with a man that has sex with multiple women unprotected, you're going to know, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to feel it, like, just by you having sex with that man. I've been in relationships with men where I have sex with them, like I fuck them, they're my man, but let's say they're out there fucking mad bitches, and I don't know, my energy is just off, you know what I mean? Like, I just get crazy or weird, I don't know, it just feels like I know you're fucking other people.
It's
just
almost like you want to be in a relationship, like a traditional relationship.
I'm definitely a relationship girl with a guy who, you know, caters to the things that I like.
Okay. Well, hey, simps, I want to hear from the simps in the comments more than anything.
We love you. Us women love you. We need more of you. You men that don't like to take care of women, y'all can go be with each other.
Yes.
Period.
For sure. Blue Jazz, No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube and Patreon. What are you saying?
Producer.
Oh, and the producers are on the screen right now. These are the people who are subscribed to the $25 tier of the Patreon. There's no sex involved if you sign up for the Patreon. Just your name at the end here and some other stuff. Check it out on patreon.com/nojumper. I miss my old outro. I got to smooth this one out so it sounds less ridiculous. But you can definitely see all kinds of videos of Blue Jasmine in various states of undress Vanessa on our Patreon.
Undressed?
Just kidding. Appreciate y'all.
Bye, y'all.